open our Bibles in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 5, and we're going to start reading from verse 12. Luke 5, and we start our reading from verse 12. I like to hear the sound of pages turning. Oh, that's beautiful. But if you have your cell phone, if you don't have your Bible, you may find a Bible in front of the pew. If you don't have, if you have your Bible on your cell phone, I don't mind. You can grab your cell phone and find your Bible there and read with me from verse 12. And we read this. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hands and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. You know, leprosy, in the time of Jesus and in the old Israel, was the most feared disease. Actually, it was known as the stroke, as the finger of God. And people thought that leprosy was the result of God's curse and judgment on the sinner. So when someone, you know, was diagnosed with leprosy, they had to be banned completely. They had to leave their family. They had to be taken away from the congregation of Israel to a place of confinement, of suffering, of loneliness. He could only leave and be engaged with those with the same disease. And it didn't matter if you were a king, a judge, or a civilian. If you were a king and you were a leper, if you had leprosy, you had to leave the scepter, you had to leave and abandon your kingdom and go to this isolated place. It was so humiliating for this person, the leper. Because once they were diagnosed and was told that they were a leper, they had to, you know, sound the bell to the whole village, to the whole town to hear. And they had, with a crying voice, cry, "Unclean! Unclean!" And wherever they were passing, people would just flee. They couldn't see anybody. They couldn't be touched. They had to leave their garment and just wait for their slowly death. It was depressing. It was awful. Just not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually. A leper would think, "What happened to me? What is my sin? Why is God cursing me? What is God bringing all this suffering to me? What have I done?" You know, but this leper here of the story, he heard there was someone that was healing the sick, that was, you know, giving sight to the blind. This man was giving hope to everyone that came to him. He was forgiving sins. He was making the paralytic walk again and jump of joy. But he remembered his life when he tried to seek those God had appointed to be the spiritual leaders of his people. And once he tried to reach out to them and trying to find if they could receive some forgiveness of his sins, because he was receiving the finger of God, the judgment of God. But when he tried to approach them, he was banned. He was sent away. He could not receive forgiveness. He had to suffer and pay the consequences of his actions. There was no mercy, no forgiveness. And he thought about that. What about this man that is healing the sick? What about when I come to him? If he look at me with disdain, if he look at me and send me away, what about if he look at me and appoint to my sin? I couldn't bear that. I couldn't stand once more this deception. But something inside of him told him, go and see the master. Go and see this man called Jesus. He is the only hope. He is the only one who can make a difference in your life. He is the only one who can heal you. He is the only one who can forgive your sins. Go and see him. But he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't go inside the town. He couldn't go wherever people were gathering around Jesus, because he could be stoned. He could be killed because he was disobeying the law. Man's law, of course. But he said, I don't care. I have to find a way to come to Jesus. So he heard that Jesus was near outside the town. He was teaching. There were people around him. Crowds were around Jesus. And he, in disguise, trying to not call the attention to him, he approached Jesus. He came to Jesus, and from far away, he could see the master speaking. He could see the master healing. He could see the master giving sight to the blind. He could hear the words of love of that master. But he was afraid. What could happen when people look at me? You know, his body was in decay. If you have seen somebody with leprosy, or if you have just the curiosity, you can go into the internet and see what this kind of disease does to a human being. Lepers were considered to be dead people walking. But when he looked to Jesus, he looked at hope. And he walked straight forward looking to Jesus. And as he approached the master, as he was walking, people that were around Jesus, when saw them, they just jumped, terrorized. They were afraid. They just opened the way because they couldn't dare to touch him. They couldn't have to be touched by this unclean man. And he found his way straight to the master. And when he arrived at Jesus, he fell at Jesus' feet. And he cries, Master, if you want, I can be clean. If you want, you can forgive my sin. If you want, you can take the judgment. But But look this. Jesus, before he says anything, he stretched out his hands and touched him. How important it is, this touch. All of us, in any time in our lives, we need to feel the touch of Jesus in our lives. Doesn't matter our suffering. Doesn't matter the illness we are facing. Doesn't matter our present situation. Jesus touched him and said, I want. Oh, what a sweet word. I want. Be clean. At that same time, people were looking at this Jesus into that man. And in an instant, that man had this beautiful baby skin. Sister White says something very important. Look what she says in The Desire of Ages, page 142. When we pray for earthly blessings, the answer to our prayer may be delayed. Or God may give us something other than we ask. But not so when we ask for deliverance from sin. Look that. Look that. Sometimes we think, oh, I have asked for forgiveness, but I'm not sure if the Lord has forgiven my sins, and we live our life suffering. I have seen so much. I have done so terrible things in my life, and probably there's no forgiveness to what I have done. The Word of God says that leprosy is the symbol of sin. As leprosy was feared for all men, sin should be feared for all. It is His will, she continues, to cleanse us from sin, to make us His children, and to enable us to live a holy life. That is the three purposes of Jesus' ministry, to teach each one of us. It is His will to cleanse us from sin. It is the will of God. It doesn't matter what you have done, where you have gone, how many bad things you have done. It doesn't matter. All that to Jesus. He wants you to come just like that leper who came to Jesus, looking to Him, looking hope straight of Him. He didn't care what people would say. He didn't care what people would, you know, do to Him. All He wanted it was to come straight to Jesus. And He came and He was healed. And Jesus wants each one of us to come to Him boldly, to come to Him with confidence, with hope, and to receive this. First of all, what Jesus wants to give you today, forgiveness of sin. It is His will as well to make you His child. He wants to make you His child. And let me ask you, mom and dad, do you only love your children if they behave well? Let not them see that. But you love them always, even when you have to discipline. And you discipline because you love them. You parents who love their children will discipline, will have, you know, rules in the home, and they have to obey because you love them. You want the best. And God is the same one. He loves, He wants to make us His children. And not only that, when He saves you from sin, He enables you to live a holy life through Him. That man was told, don't delay. Go straight to the priests, because the priests were those who were the judge of Israel, and they were the one who told and condemned someone if they had leprosy. And they were the only one who could tell and say that they were clean. So Jesus said, don't delay. Don't waste your time. Go and tell them. Present the offering that Moses commanded, and so they can let you come into the congregation, so they can tell you that you can go to your family. Don't delay. Go fast. You know what, Gianni? I think that man was Brazilian. Yes, because I am Brazilian, and Brazilians has just one problem. When you tell Brazilians, don't tell anybody. You just told them, go and tell everyone. Is that a problem only of Brazilians, or we have this problem here in the States as well? Only Brazilians. Oh, only Brazilians. It's, look at that, Gianni. That's not fair. I think it's a problem of human beings, you know? Don't tell anybody. Go straight. Go straight and bring the offering. Oh, he went everywhere first, telling his family, telling his, you know, his neighbors, telling his boss, telling everywhere. People knew him as the leper. Now, he was the baby skin man. He was proud to show his face, his body, his arms. He was a new man. That's what happens when we are touched by Jesus. We can't hold that. Even if the pastor say, don't tell anybody what Jesus has done in your heart, in your life. Don't tell anybody. Just keep it to yourself. You're not going to obey me. You're going to tell everybody. You're going to show and cry out to the city and say, look what Jesus has done to my life. He has restored my life. He had forgiven me. He forgave me. You know, Jesus had a purpose for that. There was a lot of bias. And Jesus was afraid that if the news of his healing arrived before him to the priests and to the judges, when he got there, when he would get there, he would not declare him clean just to what? Because they knew who performed the miracle, Jesus. And they hated Jesus. So Jesus said, don't waste time. Go ahead of the news and arrive there. Offer, receive, you know, the order that you're clean so they can go and live your life and tell everybody. So my brother, I don't know, you probably are facing something in your life. Probably I'm speaking to someone that consider himself or herself as this leper man. I want to tell you, your only hope is Jesus. I cannot tell that Jesus is one of the hopes you had. I'm telling that Jesus is the only hope you have. You have to go to Him. You have to go to Him. Don't wait until you're clean to come to Him. You have to go today. You have to go as you are. No matter how bad you have been, Jesus is waiting for you. He's waiting to forgive your sins, to make you His child, and to enable you to live a holy life. I hope you don't delay. I hope you don't wait any longer. You know, leprosy was a deadly disease. It started killing you from your limbs. It would kill your fingers. It would kill your toes, your hand, your arm, until leprosy would reach the interior organs of your body and finally killing you. Sin is the same thing. The moment you are sinners, the moment you were born into sin, and sin is killing you, is destroying your life, is deteriorating each part of your body. Don't delay to come to this loving healer, Jesus Christ. If you're part of the crowd, if you're part of those who were close to Jesus, but you're so close to Jesus, but at the same time, you're just there by curiosity, you're just there to criticize, to judge Him, you're just there to, because everybody was doing that, I beg you, do not be part of this crowd. Go out. See those who are dying of sin and bring them to Jesus Christ. Encourage them to come. And remember what Jesus did. He touched. May you go out and touch them and say, Jesus is waiting for you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord heal you today, and may the Lord use you to bring others. Lepers, paralyzed, blind, all kinds of people that need to know that there is hope in Jesus Christ. This is my prayer this morning. Amen.